So far, you've done a lot of what's called straight harp playing. That is, you've played songs in the major key of your harmonica. In this section, you'll explore cross harp technique by playing in a different key. In cross harp, the one chord is played by drawing rather than blowing. To understand how this works, first play the G7 riff that you have just used in the Boogie Woogie progression. Now let's incorporate this line into a new solo in the dominant key. That's the key of G if you have a C harp. Good. Now try another cross harp riff, which begins with a three-note slur. Although slurs and ties look the same, it's easy to tell them apart. Slurs connect different notes, indicating that you should play them smoothly in one breath. A tie connects two notes of the same pitch, indicating that you should hold the tone for the combined note values.